Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody who I'm sure was not surprised in New York. You weren't on the subway, though, when it shut down, were you?
Negative, negative. That is a rookie mistake to take the subway in a heat wave.
Really? Because it'll break down?
You got to stay above ground. It's the bus, all the bus.
Is it cooler down there, though, in the subway?
Yeah, a little bit. It's a little bit cold. Yeah, I just walked the dogs this morning. It's not so bad. A little bit better, but, it's hot. Let's be honest.
Jill, by the way, is host of Jill on Money, also an author. The book is, give the title of the book again if people want to
know. It's hard to remember. It's The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money, 13 Ways to Right Your Financial Wrongs. I'm trying.
I know you are. It's hot. It's the heat. It's just driving everybody nuts.
You know what else is driving me nuts?
Uh-oh.
Forgetting about people nuts. I don't know. Everyone seems to be going completely insane about certain things in the economy. And all of a sudden, I just got a flood of emails after the radio show, people asking about when's the recession. I said, what is with this recession talk? The economy has slowed down a little bit.
Right.
But that is not the same thing as a recession. So we had a very strong first quarter. A lot of that was inventory buildup, just a lot of companies buying stuff.
Okay.
Second quarter is going to be slower. We're going to get the first reading of economic growth for the second quarter this Friday. And, so let's say we go from last year almost 3% growth up into through the first quarter. Now we'll be back at around 2%. Okay.
That's okay.
That's where we were. It's growth. And so let's not go insane. We do know that the Fed is likely to cut interest rates next week. We'll talk more about that next week, but that's going to be the first time in a decade that they've cut rates. So that's helping juice some of the investor excitement, because when interest rates are lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, stocks become more appealing. So we have
seven houses.
Let's do it. So anyway, everyone relax. I got a little reality check on the
online like
today.
By the way, Jill on Money. Jill is brought to you, of course, by AssetStrats.com and Avon. That's their website, Asset Strategies and Avon. And you can get her blog, JillOnMoney.com. All right, well, so let's talk about, basically expectations. I do remember reading things in the 80s, okay? Maybe even the 90s. People say, we've got this so well tweaked, there'll never be another recession. Do you remember those things?
Yes. They would say they were smoothing out the business cycle. Okay, good luck with that. No one is repealing some of the old rules. Let me remind you of some of those rules. Location, location, location. Markets go up, markets go down.
Yeah.
Right? Economies expand, grow, and then they contract for a while. Now, they expand more than they contract. But one of the things that I think is very interesting is we have a new survey out. And they went to a bunch of investors and they said, hey, what do you think is the return that you expect over the long term? So meaning 10 years, right?
This is good. You're going to love this, guys. Here we go.
Respondents say they expect to earn 10.9% above the inflation rate, meaning that over the next 10 years, you would earn about 11% plus 2% inflation. So you would earn 13% annualized every year for the next 10 years.
Can I sing Beautiful Dreamer here?
I mean, come on, guys. That's just not happening. All right. So this is very common in a bull market. In fact, Ray and I are the only people out there who remember the 90s. And when everybody thought they were going to get 15 and 18% returns for the rest of their lives, and that came crashing down to reality. So financial advisors, same survey, they think that the annual return that you should really believe is kind of realistic, which I still think is a little pie in the sky, 6.3% is what they say.
Well, the weird thing is, Jill, for example, here in Connecticut, when they're investing state funds, for pensions and such, they're predicting a gain of 7%. And I'm kind of going, that ain't going to happen. What are you guys doing?
And I think that that's actually really dangerous, because what happens is if you say, I think I'm going to get 11% or 7%, and you don't, then you have a big gap,
yes,
right? That's your pension
we
gap.
We do right now.
Well, if you are an individual and you presume that, you might find yourself at age 62 thinking you had a half, thinking you would have a half a million dollars, and lo and behold, you have $300,000. And what are you going to do? So what is more realistic? Fund giant Vanguard said they looked at 10-year future returns for a portfolio of 60% stock and 40% bonds, which is really what most people have. They have more balance, right?
Right.
And you know what they think?
What?
4 to 4.5%. If it's good enough for Vanguard, good enough for me.
I'd be happy with that. I mean, that's fine.
That's right. Absolutely. So anyway, that's one bit of data that came in. Another survey, you're going to love this.
What?
You got $1 million in investments.
Yeah.
All right? So
yeah.
Not your equity, not your collectibles.
Right.
$1 million, do you feel wealthy? That's the question. Do you want to know the answer? How many? What percent said, I've got $1 million invested and I feel wealthy? Do you want to know the answer?
Yeah.
13%. Everyone else says, I don't feel wealthy.
Well, you know, look, this is totally off topic, but I'm reading the book about Jeffrey Epstein, okay?
Oh, gosh.
No, but I mean, you know,
I
read this thing and all the guys he's playing around with and, you know, the other things. And, you know, the fact is this guy's living like a king. And so with $1 million, what do? You know,
let me just say, if you have $1 million, snap out of it. Remember when Cher said that in Moonlight?
Yes, yes.
Snap out of it. You are wealthy. Just to remind everybody, I know that you have richer friends and you think your million isn't a lot, but it's a lot of money. According to the Federal Reserve, the median net worth of the average U.S. household is $97,300.
Wow.
So if you got $1 million, be appreciative of what you have. I know you want more, but it is wealthy, okay? So everyone calm down.
You don't have to worry about it. Hey, one other thing, if you go to JillOnMoney.com, and this is something I think is very important because occasionally we get these guys, we'll fix your credit, is basically the credit rating.
Yeah.
You know, you have some things there. It's a video you can watch. But it gives you some ideas as to, you know, what you can do to improve your credit and basically approve it, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. We did this last week for CBS This Morning as a tidbit because there was some interesting data that came out. And we really want to remind people, you know, there's about to be a $700 million payout by Equifax because of that data breach. And that brings up the whole credit reporting scandal again. But remember, you can repair your credit. You know the most important thing you can do to repair your credit?
What?
Pay your bills on time. Pay your bills on time. That's it.
Not even a day late. I mean, just on time.
Just on time.
Okay.
Just pay it on time. You pay it on time, you're going to be happy, I promise.
You're a good person, Jill.
No, you're better. Love those people at Asset Strats.
Don't you? I do, too. And we'll call you next week, okay?
Bye-bye.
But they won't blue sky you. They won't blue sky you. They'll just tell you the way it is. 627 on WTIC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.